Okay, so I got another 30-day ban from Facebook. I don't really care. I've uploaded this video to Rumble, as you are probably watching it on Rumble or you're watching it on Away Canada. I do urge you to follow me on Rumble. I'm not going to stop with these 30-day interruptions from Facebook. They are now getting really dumb with their bans. I got banned a few days ago with no notice of why I got banned. Normally there's a notice with a link to the post. There's no link to any post. They just banned me. And it just says your account's been temporarily disabled and there's no time mentioned. There's no reason. So it's quite clear that Facebook now is a criminal enterprise. I mean, guess we've known this for a while. They are a left arm of the corrupt U.S. government. And we have to fight this. So this video is on Rumble, and in this video, I'm going to show you an update from Reimer Fulmich, which is a fantastic message of inspiration. They are starting to win some court cases across the planet. So go ahead and watch this and share this on Facebook. I'll try to make this downloadable for you to download and upload to Facebook so we can show Facebook that banning the people that make the content isn't going to stop the content from getting on Facebook. So it's actually a futile effort. So go ahead and watch this video. It's very uplifting. Thanks.
We have Reimer Fulmich here. He's a lawyer that has worked amazingly in the COVID courts fighting to bring justice for everyone. So please get ready, folks. He's on the screen. Big cheer.
Dear friends, something is happening. The entrenched front of the makers of Corona is crumbling and dissolving. And that is because the power of us, the power of humanity, is greater than the power of those on the other side, but in humans. Humanity with emotions will always prevail over digitalization and artificial intelligence. I say this after the Berlin Corona Investigative Committee has, since its inception on July 10th, 2020, heard testimony from more than 110 highly respected experts from all over the world on the questions of how dangerous is the virus, how dangerous are the anti-corona measures to human life and health and to the economy, and how reliable is the Drosten PCR test underlying all these measures worldwide. Well, in the meantime, even the WHO has conceded that the virus, regardless of whether it is fully or semi-artificial or natural, is no more dangerous than the common flu, with an infection fatality rate of 0.14%. And accordingly, Singapore agrees and has removed all measures. These measures are as deadly and destructive as a third world war would be. And the Drosten PCR test, which was declared by the WHO under control of Bill Gates and the Chinese as the gold standard for detecting infections, is an outrageous fraud. First, a PCR test per se cannot detect infections. And second, the Drosten PCR test, with 45 cycles of amplification, has been said to show 100% false positives as so-called corona cases. Because from 24 cycles on, the test lacks anything even remotely scientific. And at 35 cycles, it produces at least 97% false positives, according to Dr. Mike Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer. Only these so-called cases, which have in reality been faked with the test, with the help of this test, were the basis for the determination of a public health emergency of international concern in February of 2020. The acronym, by the way, for public health emergency of international concern is PHEIC, pronounced fake. This determination of a public health emergency of international concern, in turn, was needed by the Global Alliance of the Pharmaceutical and Tech Industries in order to achieve the goal of so-called vaccinations, which was their true stated intention right from the beginning. only on the basis of this public health emergency of international concern, that is, on the basis of this state of emergency, is it possible at all, according to the rules of the WHO, to use untested drugs on humans by way of this emergency approval. All other steps, the social distancing, the lockdowns, the mask mandates, etc., served only to give the population, firstly, a visible reason for an otherwise illusionary panic created solely through psychological operations, and secondly, to subjugate them so that they would ultimately agree even to the so-called vaccinations. In reality, of course, these vaccinations are experimental gene therapies without any scientific study as a basis. There is neither a reason nor even a necessity for them. Firstly, there is no evidence for a pandemic. Only the fake Drosten PCR test with its false positives is responsible for the public health emergency of international concern, as explained above. And secondly, there are effective alternative treatment methods, and as a rule, a human immune system that is very well equipped to fight viruses, even man-made viruses. Apart from that, the vaccinations lack any effectiveness, as a very recent study by Science Files has just proven concerning BioNTech-Pfizer. And on top of all this, these shots are extremely dangerous, as the latest official figures from the U.S. prove. There, according to VAERS, the official register for adverse events after vaccination, 45,000 people have died after vaccination in 180 days since the beginning of these so-called vaccinations. However, as our colleague Tom Rentz learned from a whistleblower, these numbers were kept secret and false numbers were given, namely only about 11,000 deaths after vaccination. Even worse. In normal times, it can be assumed that at most between 1 and 10% of all the real vaccination adverse events are reported at all. But we do not have normal times. The mainstream media and the politicians, which are both under control of the global corporations and the global NGOs, are doing everything in their power to make registration of vaccination adverse events as difficult as possible. So that in truth, we are, in all likelihood, looking at approximately 500,000 dead after vaccination in the US alone. This puts the other side in a panic, because this is not part of their plan. That is why this other empathy and emotionless side now drops all masks. In France, for example, the government is threatening to make vaccination mandatory and introduce compulsory vaccination. And in the US, the president wants to censor even private communications, even if it concerns completely correct statements, whose only problem is that they're not in line with the official fraudulent line as announced by the government. In the meantime, in India, in South Africa, in the US, in Canada, and in France, very large legal battles have been set in motion or are now being set in motion. In Portugal, Austria, and Germany, excellent court decisions have come down stating that the completely unsuitable Drosten PCR test cannot be the basis for any anti-corona measures. The Berlin Corona Investigative Committee already now has accumulated extremely incriminating evidence which proves that this was never about health. Rather, Mr. Global, as former investment banker and U.S. Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Catherine Austin Fitz calls the global corporations, NGOs, and their backers, Mr. Global is exclusively pursuing these goals with their measures. Destruction of regional economies to make the world's population dependent on global supply chains. Shifting the wealth of the world's population from the bottom to the very top, that is, to the super rich. Population reduction, which means genocide, and gaining total control over the remaining population. We are obviously dealing here with megalomaniac psychopaths and sociopaths who should have been stopped a long time ago. But now the time has come for this. That is why millions of people are demonstrating all over the world today. One other aspect needs to be emphasized. In addition to our legal work and in addition to our efforts at shining a bright light on these dark truths, there is a third level, namely the spiritual or religious or cosmic, call it what you will, level. And this level is crucial. This is what a story shows us, which a German doctor told us last week. He wanted to withdraw money at an ATM and went to the lobby of a bank for that purpose. There stood an elderly woman wearing a mask who fearfully backed away from him because he was not wearing a mask. She said he had to wear a mask because otherwise she was afraid of infecting herself and then her husband. The doctor told her no, she shouldn't be afraid. And then he went up to her, took off her mask, and took her in his arms. The woman began to cry and said that no one had hugged her for more than a year. That's what this is all about. It is humanity versus inhumanity. We are human. We can laugh, cry, sing, dance, and hug. The other side can't, because the other side has no access to the spiritual side. Therefore, without any doubt, the other, dark side, will lose this inhuman battle against life and creation.